From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Violence erupted at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp in Cuba today. Military officials say guards were moving some inmates from a communal section into solitary cells when the inmates resisted using improvised weapons. The guards fired warning shots to put down the disturbance. Officials say there were no major injuries. They say the guards acted against detainees who've been on a hunger strike for more than 2 months and had covered windows and surveillance cameras to block the guards' view. The mother of a 6-year-old killed in the Connecticut school shootings last year stepped in for President Obama during the weekly address. NPR's Allison Keyes reports she made a personal plea for lawmakers to address gun violence.
The anguish in the voice of Francine Wheeler is tangible.
Our younger son, Ben, age 6, was murdered in his first grade classroom.
She says since the 26 died at Sandy Hook Elementary School, thousands of other Americans have died in gun violence, and she pleads with the Senate to take action.
Please help us do something before our tragedy becomes your tragedy.
In the Republican weekly address, Indiana Rep. Jackie Walorski attacked the president's budget plan, calling his tax increase proposal a blank check for more spending and more debt. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Beijing, where he met with Chinese leaders. A major topic is the rising tensions on the Korean Peninsula because of war threats by North Korea. The U.S. wants China to pressure Pyongyang to scale back its rhetoric. After today's meetings, officials from both sides say they pledge to work closely to resolve the situation, and they agree the Korean Peninsula should be nuclear-free. Chinese officials today confirmed another case of the bird flu, the first in the capital, Beijing. The H7N9 virus already has infected dozens of others in eastern China. 11 people have died. Health experts say they believe people are becoming infected after contact with sick birds. There's no evidence the virus is spreading easily among people. An Indonesian budget airlines flight overshot the runway and plunged into the ocean off the resort island of Bali today. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports nearly 24 passengers were hurt, but no one died.
One passenger told the Jakarta Globe newspaper that the pilot on the Lion Air flight gave no warning as the Boeing 737 flew right over the runway and crash-landed 55 yards offshore. Emergency teams rescued some passengers. At least one just swam ashore herself. The flight with more than 100 passengers on board was flying from the city of Bandung on Indonesia's main island Java to Denpasar, Bali's main city. Lion Air has been expanding rapidly, and in recent years has given both Boeing and Airbus their biggest purchase orders ever. But its poor safety record has led the European Union to ban Lion Air from European airspace. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Moulamein.
This is NPR News from Washington. In Cairo, the retrial of deposed Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak ended shortly after it began today. The presiding judge recused himself, he didn't say why, and referred the case to an appeals court to select a replacement. Mubarak faces charges of complicity in the deaths of more than 800 demonstrators during the protests that led to his ouster. His conviction last summer had been overturned. A few hundred people showed up in London's Trafalgar Square today to celebrate the death of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Critics say her policies helped the rich at the expense of trade unions and the middle class. Two teams from Connecticut will face off tonight in the NCAA College Championship for men's hockey. From member station WSHU in Connecticut, Greg LaMalt reports the game is a first for both teams.
For the last 8 weeks, the number one college hockey team in the country has been Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut. Their hockey rivals in the Division I championship are just about 10 miles away in New Haven at Yale University. John Leahy is the president of Quinnipiac.
At least for one day, I'd say Greater New Haven is making an awfully strong statement that New Haven ought to be the capital of the men's ice hockey world.
Yale has the oldest college hockey program in the country. Leahy says when Quinnipiac joined their conference in Division I just 6 years ago, Yale was very supportive and even let Quinnipiac use their stadium while they built their own. Leahy says depending on the outcome of the final game, Yale might regret being so nice. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMalt in Connecticut.
At the Masters Golf Tournament in Atlanta today, Tiger Woods was given a 2-stroke penalty for an improper drop during the second round yesterday. He could have been disqualified. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.